Well, hello and welcome to the Felicia Lockhart Show. On the phone with me right now, I've got a very special guest, a very well-renowned, and I say well-renowned because within his circle, he is well-renowned. This young man knows a lot about the Word of God. He has studied extensively. He also is a gentleman who has a very open mind to listening to different philosophies and ideologies. He matches that with the Word of God. He matches it with the studies that he's done. And I'm just going to go ahead and cut right to the chase. He is my brother, literally, not just a brother from another mother. He's literally my brother. Welcome to the show, Lee Hill. And today we are talking about and discussing some of the tragedies, and I call it an American tragedy because the things that we're doing right now will actually wipe us off the map, as it were. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be on the show today.
I'm very glad that you're here. You know, we were just talking, and some of the things that we were discussing, I felt like it was fair for everybody to hear this because I don't think that our mindset is something that is just curtailed to us. I think that it's something that possibly a lot of folks are talking about, they're afraid to talk about, or that they are sharing with others. Now, what I would like to discuss today is what we talked about yesterday, and that is specifically that when you destroy history, you are destined to repeat it. So we're looking specifically at all the monuments around the United States, especially here in the South, that are being removed by somebody. I don't think that these folks are even Democrat, Lee. What do you think? I don't even think they're Democrat, to be honest with you. I think we've been hijacked.
Yeah, I think, firstly, both parties have been hijacked, and different departments, as far as whether it be the police department, whether it be just FBI, whatever, has been hijacked by this particular individual. And essentially, what I want to get across to people, nobody does you a favor without wanting something in return from you. If you think these people are doing you a favor by removing these statues and removing whatever it is that's going to make you feel good for the moment in time, trust me, they have a dark secret. They have a secret agenda. And as we were discussing before we went on air, you take a look at, as far as if they want to remove these statues, here's where I believe what's going to lead to, just to break it out on a nutshell. Essentially, what's going to happen is this. They're going to say, hey, remove this one, remove that, remove this. And what's going to get happened? Then they're going to say, hey, we need to remove this off the dollar bill. Why? Because this is offending me. So they already have this plan. They already have the date set up where they're going to start that. Then they're going to put that sometime, whether it be 2018, 2020, sometime in the very near future, they're going to put that farmers out there to vote for. And we know there's going to be a lot of people out there voting for that, a lot of minorities voting for it. And that would be one of the platforms they're going to stand on to get that done. And then when they do that, ultimately, it's to get us to a currency, an all-electronic currency. And by doing that, they can completely take control over every aspect of your life. So for you people out there, you may say, well, I still don't like the president. That might be true, but you just said, look here. Whether you don't like him or whether you do support him, here's the deal. Do you want somebody controlling you? Okay? I want my freedom. It's real sad if you're that sensitive and you want somebody to remove something and take your freedom just to make you feel good for the moment. I would say take a closer look in the mirror and see where is this particular hurt really coming from. Because it sounds like to me you have deeper wounds than just you don't like this particular person that's in charge.
Exactly. And I agree with everything that Lee just said. And let me just add a little bit to that. You know, I was thinking, isn't it amazing that we haven't seen any terroristic things going on here in the United States as it relates to the Muslims? And Lee, tell me what you think. I don't know. And mind you, we're not getting any of this information from anybody. We're just using critical thought and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us as it relates to the end times and the end times that were listed in the Bible, eschatology from Daniel all the way to Revelation. But what? Let me ask you this. You notice that we have so many different mosques in our area now, and I'm not against anybody's religion. Believe me, I'm not. You can believe whatever you want. If you choose to not believe the truth, that's your business. And I completely 100% of the time support someone's belief system that however they want. Listen, my God is a God that allowed free choice, and I allow you to have your free choice too. But at the end of the day, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So what I want to say is, I want to ask this question, and again, I pose this to my listeners. Do you think that because of all this stuff that they're going on, they've already laid the first foundation of taking over the United States by implementing all these different mosques in different areas? I know here in Georgia, we have several. It used to be an old joke we used to tell back in Los Angeles, church, motel, liquor store. Now it's church, motel, mosque. Church, motel, mosque. And so here's what I want to know. Maybe, do you think perhaps, Lee, they've already done or set the foundation for that particular part of the takeover, and next they will be going, and now they're doing, going after all of our monuments, and then next they'll be going after the traditional church in a quest for inclusiveness?
Yeah, well, definitely. They're using Eastern authoritative thinking to take over. So any religion that has an authoritative thinking, they're going to use. You talked about Mars, one particular religion being the Muslims. I don't hate them. I have nothing against them. But we have to be honest. By looking at the facts, what we see, it's a very authoritative regime, many authoritative regimes that are under Islamic control around the Middle East and around the world in different Islamic countries. But it's through that type of thinking, they can put that within their agenda to control all other agendas and force them all under one global agenda. So that's where this thing is, where they're trying to push this thing. It just so happens the Muslimic religion matches close enough for what they want to do and use it as the muscle man, if I may say, kind of like as the salsa of the club. They want to use it as. So, you know, that's what many people would say. I have nothing against Muslims. I've never had any negative encounters or anything like that. I pray to God I never do. But with saying that where I believe that this thing is going to go is that, as this generation falls further and further away from God, further and further from what made it successful and what made it just outstanding and made it just an actual, a beautiful, green, flourishing tree throughout all of society. People can see that it's not perfect. It doesn't have a perfect history, and no society does. And they can't grab hold of what is the truth and the blessings that the society, that as we call it, the United States, has been able to prosper and been able to be a blessing to the world. It's sad that people don't see that. So they want to hold on to a hurt. Maybe someone called them a name. Maybe the person's white, so they're saying, you know, all whites are evil. Everyone from the West is evil. And really what they're saying is, basically, white is just a code word for saying West. So when they're saying get rid of white people, no, what they're saying is get rid of Western belief in Yeshua or Jesus Christ and stuff, as people would know them as, to get rid of that type of thinking.
Wow. Wow, that's heavy. That is absolutely heavy. But as heavy as it is, I truly believe in my spirit that it's actually accurate. And I say that it's accurate because if you look at it, America has had the great success that it has had because the forefathers did fall upon their face, as it were. Now, I know that there are a lot of people that are listening that may say, well, you know what? The forefathers had slaves and the forefathers did this and the forefathers did that. But I want to say this, would you have rather have been born in any other country other than this one? And I'll hold for an answer. There is no other country that is as great as this one. And we are, and we were as great as we were because we believed in one sovereign God. And we did not deny individuals from serving their own God. Listen, America has been the most inclusive place on the planet to date. We've also been the biggest civil rights police for other countries, human rights police for other countries. But here's what I want to say, and I've said it before, and I've said it for years, Lee, you know this. We are now painting ourselves into a very, very dangerous corner. I do not believe that either of the individuals that we've seen going out here for speak for the preponderance of the American people. Now, I do believe that there are a lot of parrots out there, and the parrots are people who, unfortunately, don't get out and do their own research and don't get out and study and don't get out and look into things of their own. But you can look back for biblical histories. For those folks who like the Bible, if you want to look back in biblical history, you'll see that anytime somebody conquered something, they always tore it down and then implemented their own ways of thought. The reason why I believe we haven't had any terrorism here in the United States as it relates to, you know, Muslim on American crime lately is because there's somebody out there pulling strings. I don't know who it is. I am just one woman with an opinion, and I could be wrong. I pray to God, you know, for whatever reason, maybe hopefully I am wrong. But I will tell you this. I believe that we are in the most unbelievable moment in time, and I do not believe that folks who have really thought about the rapture and who have really thought about the second coming of our Lord have really put their finger on the pulse of what's actually going on. I think that this stuff is so sneaky and so subversive that people have actually overlooked what the Word of God has to say about these end times that we are living in. Listen, folks, if you hear our voices right now and you call yourself a Christian, you call yourself a true Hebrew, you call yourself an honest to goodness follower in the Christ, you follow the Messiah, you believe that he was born of a virgin, you believe that he walked on this earth, you believe that he died at Golgotha's mountain for your sins, I want to urge you, instead of making senseless comments regarding the removal of all of the statues, of all of the monuments, of all of the things that are going on, instead of making comments that are on the side of the soon to come oppressor, okay, I beseech you that you pray, that you ask the Holy Spirit for his wisdom and for his guidance, that you ask him to show you the word, to show you and to instruct you, the paraclete, the teacher, the Holy Spirit. He will lead you and guide you if you allow him to. We are not of a specific party, but we are of our one true and sovereign God. Now, like I said on the show yesterday, I truly and honestly believe that if we can allow people to come here and tell us to take down our monuments, the next thing, if you still have an inkling or an inclination to enjoy a jack-o'-lantern for Halloween with your kids or grandkids like I do, that pretty soon that's going to be offensive. So what does that mean? So if you say, okay, well, that's steeped in XYZ. You shouldn't be having a jack-o'-lantern anyway. Well, who are you to say what I'm supposed to have? Here's what the true and honest attack is going after. It's going after that dollar. It's going after that currency, and it's inevitably going off of that cross that's on the top of your church. Okay? It is going after the cross. It is going after what you believe. And like I said the other day, we are headed to a place of sterile. Just like you go into some communities and you see these homeowners associations have got these bylaws. Every house must be painted in one of these three colors. Every house's lawn must be manicured in one of these three ways. Every house must only have one car in the yard. That is control to the utmost. But what America is turning into is a controlled society. They want to control what you say. They want to control what you think. They want to control who you vote for. And if you vote for somebody other than who they think you should vote for, they're going to attempt to make a coup and get that person out of office. Listen, this is only two individuals here in the wilderness that are chatting and that are talking and having a regular standard conversation. But like I said at the top of the show, I truly and honestly don't believe that we're the only people who think this way. I truly and honestly believe that there are other independent thinkers out there, and it is our job to help you to wake up your mind. Even if you don't agree with us, I need you to think. I don't want you to be a parrot. I want you to think. Think for yourself. But above all, apply the word of God to what you do when you think. If you do not apply the word of God, what good is the thought process? Listen, I want to thank you so very much for tuning in today. As I've always said, we went a little bit longer today, but that's because we did have a guest and I felt like his words were imperative and that they were right on par with what we've been discussing over this past week. This is Felicia Lockhart. I want to encourage you to leave your sensible answers, your responses, and your replies at the Contact Us page. You can go ahead and send me an email. And if there's something there that I think we need to chat about, I will definitely take your thoughts and ideas and post them. And we will definitely have a show about it. And we will definitely look into it. But if you are going to leave any disgusting or rude statements, please know, I do believe in the right to protect myself. So if you leave any terroristic threats, you will be turned over. So in any case, having said that, thank you so very much for tuning in today. This is Felicia Lockhart. Thank you for visiting FeliciaLockhart.com. And I do trust and hope that you trust in God, because in God we trust. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Me, Jim.